Transgender Democrat Claims Bloodshed to Stop Republican Protections. By Neil Monroe on April 21, 2023. A male Democrat legislator, who claims to be a woman, told Republican legislators in Montana that they should be ashamed for protecting girls and boys from the transgender ideology. The legislator, Zoe Zephyr, claimed that protection legislation would torture teenagers who want to escape the normal course of puberty and then claimed it would cause bloodshed, saying, "This body should be ashamed. If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands." Republican legislators responded to the indirect threat by calling for the legislator, Zephyr, to be censured. This kind of hateful rhetoric from an elected official is exactly why tragedies such as the Covenant Christian School shooting in Nashville occurred. Combined with former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson's recent calls for jihad and a fight to the death, there is unmistakable evidence of a desire for some to engage in violence over political beliefs. This must stop. Republican legislators in many states are passing laws to contain the transgender ideology, which seeks to suppress legal distinctions between the two complementary male and female sexes. The suppression would give government officials and their political allies the power to manage the civic conflicts and personal damage that is caused by the suppression of knowledge about women and men. The civic chaos also creates economic opportunities for medical companies. In Montana, Republicans passed legislation saying that each person's sex is determined by measurable biology, not feelings of gender, and curbs the use of transgender medical treatments against children. Zephyr's attempt to intimidate Republicans with threats of violence is part of a national trend that is being accelerated by President Joe Biden's White House. The Montana threat comes as Democrats try to hide the motivations for the murder of six Americans in Nashville by a woman who claimed to be a transgender man. However, opposition by the GOP and the public is being strengthened as more survivors detransition from the transgender ideology. Public opposition is also rising as more men try to break into the female side of American society.